Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Do we want to get rocked?
Late for your weekly dose of rock and roll. This is Get Loud with Stevie on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Get Loud with me, Stevie, and I have on the line Nick from Brisbane band The Iron Eye. Welcome to Get Loud, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
No problems at all. Now, the reason I am chatting to you is because you guys just dropped very recently your first single off your first EP, or is it your next EP?
It's our upcoming
EP. Your upcoming EP, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That track is called Just Started, which I think is a really great title for the first song off the album.
Makes sense, right?
It does make sense. So what's getting started?
The EP is titled Foreign Bodies, and I think it sort of relates to, I guess, my experiences in the past, well, not just mine, but people around me, and just sort of personal experiences I've had in the last couple of years, did a bit of like growing up, you know, different relationships and meeting new people. And I think also just about people that you do know or you thought you knew pretty well, sort of you get a bit distant to them and they become sort of someone else. You don't really know who they are anymore. It's also about meeting new people and connecting. So I think each song in the EP is about just a different level of human connection. And I think Just Started is about that initial connection you have with someone and you just want to show them what you got. You just want to impress them. You just want to spend, you know, all the time in the world with them and you just sort of, you want to get to know them, I guess. So it's sort of about a new and exciting kind of relationship, but it also, you know, throws back to us as a band and getting our stuff sorted and just getting out there.
Is there someone in particular that relationship is about, or is it just kind of a general response?
Perhaps. You tend to sort of throw a few different ideas or experiences into one. You could say that song is probably one of the more personal ones, but yeah, I mean, probably a few different experiences. I mean, my life isn't that exciting, so let's face it, I need to compile a few different experiences to make a decent story. So it was just me. When I wrote the song, it was just an exciting time, you know, in my life, so gone through a few changes and sort of put pen to paper and that's it. That's what you get.
So you're the songwriter of the group, or do you share that role?
Lyrically, yeah, I take on that role. Musically, where it's a lot more communal, with sort of always throwing ideas out there. There are songs that I'll write words and music for a song, or mainly just music, and then I'll show it to the band and then we'll pull it apart basically and stitch it back together. Sometimes it just comes out of jams. Dave and Antonio, the other two in my band, they'll be jamming on something and I'll just come and wreck it. Completely change it. I'll just come in and, yeah, like a bulldozer, or they'll come in and bulldoze my ideas and we'll just build it from the ground up. Some songs come in really easily. Some songs take a bit more time, but Just Started was one of those songs that just literally, I think we played it through once or twice and we're like, nah, that's it. That's how it goes.
That's a fantastic way to be. I think sometimes it's the ones that go out the door really easily that can be kind of full of energy and really kind of vibrant.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you just sort of go with what comes natural. Working with our producer, Tom Larkin from Shehard, and he was all about that initial idea. You know, if you write a song, it's the melody that comes into your head first up. You know, you don't want to sit and labor on it too long. So the whole song, like a whole EP of songs, it came pretty easily, to be honest.
How was it working with Tom?
It was awesome. You know, it's funny, like when we, you know, were telling friends and people we know in the industry that he was going to produce our EP, a lot of people would be like, oh, really? Tom Larkin? Like he's going to tear you guys apart. Like he's going to just strip you down and just turn you around. And a lot of people said that you'd come out of the experience a completely different band. So we were kind of nervous to meet him. And he's like, he seems like this imposing dude. He's like this big, strong, you know, drummer from Shehad, you know, like in a rock band, you know. But he's just like a big teddy bear, honestly. Yep. Like he loves cats. So, I mean, we just would either be talking about cats or music. He was just the greatest guy to work with. Just he knew what he wanted and he knew the big picture. Yeah. Even if we didn't, you know, we also had to put a bit of trust into him. But No, I mean, the end result, we couldn't be happier. Like, he's such a great guy to work with.
He comes across as a really intelligent guy, but also clearly has this myriad of experience coming behind him. So for you guys, how long have you been together?
In this current lineup, probably a few years. But
so you've got all that experience to kind of mold into a relatively new relationship, if you like, in the band.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, individually, we've all been playing music our whole lives and in different bands, and we thought we kind of knew our stuff,
yep.
You know? Like, we're meeting Tom's like, we know nothing. So we're going back
That's
to
a good thing.
One. And yeah, absolutely. Just his method of working and just his approach to songwriting and getting ideas, and just the approach was something that we really learned a lot from. And he didn't sit in and he wasn't like critiquing every single note and being like, it's going to be like that. He wasn't a very, let's say, like musical producer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't sit there and tell me what notes to play. He just let me do my thing, but he would just guide each and every one of us, just guide us to the final result. So yeah, really great to work with and super intelligent dude. Yeah, you're totally right. Super smart.
Can you actually, going back to You Just Started, the video clip for that, can you tell me a little bit about that? Because that's kind of special.
Yeah, that was the brainchild of our bass player, Dave. He got the idea from, I think, a Violent Soho video.
Okay.
Where it starts off in this sort of rundown house and it looks kind of messy. And he thought the video was going to be backwards because it had a weird sort of feel to it, but it didn't change. They were just playing in this sort of messy house. And he's like, maybe we should try that. Just start off in a really messy setting and do it in reverse so everything cleans up. And we were like, that sounds like a great idea. That doesn't sound difficult at all.
Not at all.
Not at all, until we started to try to learn the song backwards. We're like, okay, this is a terrible idea. But Dave pulled it off. He organized pretty much everything. We actually filmed it at his workshop. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the video, you've seen the mess. So that was, you know, a good 2 weekends just to clean it up.
I was going to say, I hope you cleaned it up.
I don't know how we made such a mess in 4 minutes. It took a lot longer than that to clean up, but it was so worth it. We just had a whole bunch of friends come in and just ruin the place, basically. Yeah, good fun.
How did you record it in terms of actually singing and matching the vocals to the song? Because it's clearly recorded in reverse and then replayed and the song is over the top in real time.
Yep. Yep.
If that makes sense, people go and have a look at it. How did you do that?
I don't know. Some kind of sorcery, some kind of magic. I don't know. It was such a pain because I had to learn the song backwards. And like, that's been done before. That's not a new thing. There's heaps of video clips. People are doing stuff backwards. Like Weird Al, I took from his video clip for Amish Paradise. At the end, he does a whole backwards scene. And I was like, it doesn't seem too bad. But when you go in and you try to learn English backwards, it's just complete and utter gibberish. So I actually had to partially memorize these weird backward words that would look right. I've got like 2 gig of video on my computer of me singing into my webcam, trying to sing backwards and then like play it forward to see if it works. And it's utter garbage. But so recording it and filming the video was interesting. Add into that, you know, your face is full of, I think there's colour powder, mm-hmm. there's paint, there's cake, there's wine, there's beer, there's everything going on. And add into that trying to remember how to sing it backwards was pretty interesting, let's say the least. But I think it worked.
I think you pulled it off. And you're right, it has been done before, but it never looks like an easy thing to do.
Absolutely. And I didn't think it would be as difficult as it actually was. But I mean, now we can play the song backwards, so it's like a party trick. You know, if people want us to play the song live, we'll just play it backwards, or an encore, we'll come on and we'll just play it backwards.
I would kind of like to see that, to be honest with you.
I would too, you know.
People running, screaming, going, this sound is terrible, what's going on?
I used to like these guys. What happened?
There's a little bit of a gap between this release, Foreign Bodies, coming out. Is it out yet or very soon?
So the EP will be released probably November.
November, fantastic.
A bit of a gap. We released different last year. That was just a single.
Yeah.
We had songs ready for an EP, but it just didn't feel right. David had joined us like the year previous to that. And so all our songs were old songs. They were just so messy. Some of them were like prog. Some were like all straight up pop, punk, pop, rock. It was just this weird eclectic mix of songs. And it didn't feel right, but we just wanted to release something.
Yep.
And we told ourselves, okay, next release, we're going to get our shit together. We're just going to make sure that the songs are sort of, they all sort of fit. And that's what Tom really helped with, finding our sound, I think. I think we're a bit lost. We're a bit confused.
I think that's a fair thing to recognise with yourself, rather than just push forward, to actually take the time and bring in someone like Tom Larkin, who's got all that experience, to actually direct, as opposed to tell you what's going on, or, as you say, think that you know it yourself, to actually acknowledge that maybe we need a little bit of help here.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, we were looking at self-producing an EP last year, but it didn't really work out. And that's when we sat down and listened to the songs objectively, and you're like, none of this makes sense. They're all completely different, which could be cool, but we wanted a theme. We really sort of wanted to find ourselves as a band. And so we wanted to find our sound, because, I mean, people ask us all the time, like, oh, what do you sound like? Who are you guys like? And we'd have no idea, because some of the stuff would be Carnival-esque and the other stuff would be Queens of the Stone Age, Arctic Monkeys kind of. And then the other stuff would be more like Jeff Buckley.
Oh, it would just be a range. All over the
place. Yeah, so a bit of a range. And we just need to just calm our farm a bit and just sort of relax into grooves and think about the EP as a whole rather than just a collection of random songs. So Tom was a big help there.
So you guys do actually have a Melbourne show coming up.
We do. Yeah, that's Ding Dong. I think it's the 15th of October.
For people who haven't come out and seen you, what can they expect from your set?
A very sexual energy, let's just say that. I mean, once we get up there and we start playing, and pretty hot and sweaty under the lights, and you sort of jump around on stage and you get pretty sweaty, and Dave, our bass player, you know, his bald head likes to glisten in the lights and he likes to thrust a bit.
Excellent.
I don't mind a bit of a thrust myself. So, I mean, it's very sexual experience, I'll just say that. But, yeah.
No. Prepare yourself, audience.
Prepare yourself. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty rocking show. We like to bring a bit of energy with us, and we're playing with some cool bands down there. We're supporting Rival Fire.
Yep, cool.
So, yeah, that's going to be an awesome gig. So we're really looking forward to that.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to having you in town. Where can our dear listeners find out more about you guys?
Well, you can jump on to Facebook. You can see our ugly mugs in the profile picture. I think we've got a photo of us levitating, so it's pretty easy to find. But just the I&I on Facebook. You can jump onto the I&I.net as well, our website. We've got all our details for upcoming shows, and we're on the online, we're on the internet. So
you're all over the internet. Excellent. Yeah. Well, I'm going to play Just Started, but would you mind introducing it for me?
No, not at all. That would be great. I'm Nick Lytle from the I&I. This is our track, Just Started, on Get Loud. You're listening to Joy.
I wanna know what's said, you gotta matter. man overboard. I'm drowning in your love at sea. So say what you want. Oh girl, just come over me, 'cause you are the one. No one, I want more, I want to feel what you made of. I just started to feel what you made of. I just started to feel what you made of. Oh, I just started.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.